Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hi there. It's Laura Wasser. And if anyone knows how much divorce sucks, it's me. I've been practicing family law for over 20 years, and I've worked on thousands of divorces. Creating peace in families is how I lost my voice. From the top of the food chain all the way down to my very first case, which was my own divorce when I was 25. I wrote the book on divorce, or I wrote a book on divorce. It's called It Doesn't Have to Be That Way, How to Divorce Without Destroying Your Family or Bankrupting Yourself. That book became a bestseller because it presented another option for ending a marriage, one that doesn't necessarily include lawyers, and one that leaves more money in both parties' bank accounts and less animosity in their hearts. We created It's Over Easy, the one-stop breakup divorce resource online with the same principles in mind. So welcome to the Divorce Sucks podcast, where we talk about breaking up, getting divorced, and moving on. Most of today's show was recorded in New York City on the day we officially launched It's Over Easy.
One of the great things about our platform is that if you get stuck along the way, we've got tons of people who can help you. I'm with Brian Thomas, who is one of the top fitness gurus in New York City. He is a member of our provider directory, and he's come in and talked to us about why the marriage of mind and body in terms of getting out of your marriage is super important.
Divorce is a very stressful time. I experienced it as a child, and then I experienced it in my own young adult life. With every thought and emotion that we have around divorce, it creates a physical response in the brain, the biggest one being stress. So fitness comes in and bridges that gap.
So do you find that there's a ripple effect, being able to kind of get their mind and body aligned and be in a better physical shape? Does that help the rest of the family as well?
100%. It's a cumulative effect. For example, I had a woman who our exercise started with going for a walk, and then it turned into a run. And then before you knew it, she was running marathons.
Wow.
That process started something in her that made her feel better about herself. And you know, back home with her family, they all got to experience the benefit of that.
Amazing, because I would be sitting there with a cheeseburger. I am so glad that we have you on our referral wall.
You need people you can trust. And I noticed that the provider directory seems like such a unique and cool opportunity for people going through this process to have people they can trust, and not people that are going to judge them.
Our belief at It's Over Easy is that divorce isn't an end. It's just a page turn to the next chapter.
Exactly. Divorce is not the end. Just a new beginning.
I'm from California, but we chose the Big Apple as our launch pad for the new online divorce site because of the city's diversity and high standards when it comes to the law, particularly matrimonial law.
Matrimonial law, also known as divorce law or family law, basically encompasses all of the issues surrounding marriage, divorce, and two people creating a family together.
We are lucky enough to have on our provider directory Catherine Gauthier from Douglas Elliman. She is one of New York City's premier realtors. In an equitable distribution state like New York, you need to be savvy when you are selling and buying properties, particularly during the stress of a divorce.
Having been through a divorce myself, I know the nuances of going through this experience because it's an emotional thing that they're going through.
Are you part realtor, part therapist?
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes I think I should charge more for it. It's very emotional, so you need to be the ear that they can scream into. The most important thing is educating. They need to understand what the true value of their apartment is. I make sure that I take them out to see apartments, to see their competition. After I do that and we settle on what the price range will be for the apartment, we put it on the market, and then I'll take them out to see other opportunities for themselves. So I like to do it as a simultaneous process because then they get excited and they see a new, fresh start.
And how important is your relationship with other New York City realtors when you're getting in this?
It is one of the most important things. I've been doing this for 20 years, and my relationships with the brokerage community are outstanding. So I'm able to finesse things and take a little bit of the pressure off because of my relationships.
And you guys can take advantage of our provider directory by seeing how well we've curated it with people like Catherine Gauthier.
I think that's an amazing thing that It's Over Easy does.
Which is what we're all about. It's over.
Easy.
And like the song says, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. The thing I want you to know, and this is something anyone getting married ought to consider, before you cast your lot with someone until, optimistically speaking, death do you part, talk about the stuff that's not romantic and sexy. We're not promoting divorce, but the reality is it's happening, and we're determined to make it easier for people. In the meantime, you can find information and insights on our blog at itsovereasy.com. Tap the subscribe button on the podcast and tell your friends to as well. You can also ask me anything at It's Over Easy on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll discuss this season right here on the Divorce Sucks podcast, hosted by me, Laura Wasser. Thanks, and remember, it doesn't have to be that way.